Investing in yourself. Welcome to another episode of the Money Series from the Rising Tide podcast with Tara Barrow, where I share my personal experience, knowledge, and tips that I've learned with you, and you get to choose to give it a try or completely ignore them if they're not suitable for you. So, investing in yourself. I'm sharing this as I am wrapping up a full year of coaching certification that I paid for myself. Currently 35, me, and this is actually, it's not the first investment that I've done at this price range, but it's the first investment that I've done that it was so long, so about a year since I left university, and I did it for me and no one else. This has done a couple of things for me. First of all, it increased, and the first time I did this type of personal investment was in 2019. We're in 2023 now. It increased my how I see myself, the value that I see, because I see myself as worthy as investing in me. First of all, very simply. And then I get to learn so much more, which I can use across all industries. I mean, first, this is a topic that I pick for myself. And coaching, I mean, I just love it, between the psychology, the human behavior, social behavior. I've always been curious about traditions, local cultures, growing up in Hong Kong and then traveling a little bit in Southeast Asia and back and forth from Asia into Europe as well. Yeah, so that has been, the coaching is encompassing that curiosity as well, just like how humans work, how behaviors are not your own, actually, they're conditioning from society that you just take on without realizing that you have, and then realizing those behaviors. Anyways, it feeds my curiosity. That's also going back and trying to concentrate on one thing. I love recording these episodes because I completely go improv. I have a topic, I know what I'm going to talk about, and I go improv. And who knows what's going to come up, and I love this because it just, it is, and that's how I like to be. Right, so investing in yourself, yeah. The more I invest in myself, the more I value myself, the more I go bigger, the more I know I can do things, I am capable of doing things, I grow my confidence because I believe in myself by investing in myself. Why am I sharing this? Probably should have started with this. Oh my gosh. I don't know if I'm going to be recording this particular episode. Maybe I'll record this one, but hey, let's just keep going with this. I'm sharing this as, oh yes, I did my ideal lifestyle spreadsheet yesterday, gone over it. And most people will put, like, you know, how much do you spend, your expenditures. So you'll have your accommodation, your utility, your bills, transport, food, maybe some activities, traveling, medical care, like the basic things, and financial investment for your future. But do you actually save money for your own personal growth? Do you also allow yourself to spend on money on you just for pleasure, right? That's like a kind of thing, but like, do you allow yourself to spend money on you for yourself? I mean, the coaching, I've invested in myself because actually, I was stuck and I wanted to get rid of my blocks. And I knew this course would help me get rid of my blocks, and they did. And then also, it has increased my confidence into coaching. I got so much more out of this course than I thought I would at the beginning, which is amazing. But you can invest yourself in curiosities, like what has been a hobby and activity, not just like growing in depth, like something you want to learn, a skill you want to learn, you know? And it's choosing to go back to university, but it can be an online course or whichever, like something you want to do for yourself because you want to, not because you have to or somebody told you you should be a certain way. Yeah, it's for you, 100% for you. And this felt, I mean, when I chose to make this decision, I did not hesitate. It was a clear yes internally, like my whole body. It was a whole body yes, like, yes, this was right. And I would figure out the way to pay for it, because I knew, and that was like a key choice factor. Like, if I continue on the same trajectory, I would not have been able to pay for the course that I take, not the way that I was going. But I knew that with the course, I would have shifted my mindset. I would have learned knowledge, and I've been able to get rid of the blocks which were keeping me at this level. Well, whatever it could be. For those audio listeners, I am showing movement, head movements. That's why I'm just like, I'd be on a different direction with the course, and therefore completely able to pay for it. And I have been able to pay for the course. With a monthly payment, and it has been absolutely incredible, as I said. So, personal investment. Oh, also, and so for those who are a bit more like business orientated and thinking of the ROI, so your return on your investment. Great question. What is your ROI? I mean, you spend this money on this course, and what do you get? So the person you become after what you've learned, this is priceless, right? And you'll get to keep this forever and ever. Yep, you got it. And I mean, like the person that I am today and what I'm capable, I have such an ease inside of me. And again, I took a very particular course, which is coaching, and I worked a lot of, I was a coach as well. But yeah, like I wouldn't change where I am today, everything that I've learned and been able to accomplish thanks to this. And it was starting with thanks in 2019, which was the first, like I said, big investment that I made myself. Actually, 2019, I took courses after courses for the whole year, which I felt like I went to university without ever going to university. And I did everything online pretty much. And that was the start of like an exponential growth. Went woo, and I keep feeling that. So yeah, you get the ROI is that. So like, how much is confidence worth to you? How much, like, if you get the confidence to go after what you truly want, like let's say you have a course on public speaking, right? Because you want to be better at presentation. And then you do that course, and let's say it's even like even less than a month, right? But you spend that money on yourself, you do the course, and that your next presentation, you've got confidence, you might be still like your heart pumping and you're sweating your hands and you feel like you need to pee every 2 minutes. But when you get to the presentation, you feel confident about it, you deliver your presentation, you rock it, you get amazing feedback compared to like feeling super stressed, have I done this right? They're not listening to me. I was thinking doubt, and like all the negative criticism. Like, how much is this worth to you? Like, really, right? This is what investing in yourself can do. And also, when you choose to invest in yourself, just spending that money on you is self-validation in itself. And it's not like external self-validation, other people saying like, oh, yay, high five, you're amazing. But you're telling yourself, you are showing yourself, not even telling, you are taking the action and telling yourself that you are worth it. You are worth the investment. Now that sensation is priceless. If you're listening to this and thinking this is not how it works, well, give it a try first. And then you can tell me if it works or if it doesn't work. Like, I've done this over and over again, and people ask me, like, how do you get your confidence? How do you feel all this? I was like, because I invested in myself. And I've invested in myself a lot of money, which I will not disclose, but a lot of money. And I feel it. And I never doubt it. I never doubted my capacity of being able to learn, to grow, and do bigger things. And the things that I envision today, like, I just go like, holy wow, is this seriously what I'm going after? And I'm like, yep. And I know I can do it. How? No clue. I don't need to know the how. I just know I can do it. Because I figure out the steps along the way. And that's what I've done over and over again. So, yeah. So, to wrap up. Why invest in yourself? Because by investing in yourself, you are showing yourself that you believe in yourself, that you are worthy of all. I mean, you are already worthy of all, but sometimes you need extra boost, and that's what it is. And the more you do that, the more you show it. Plus, you keep growing. You keep enjoying being curious and developing. And your brain can keep learning over and over again, right? Neuroplasticity can be rebuilt. Neuroplasticity is your ability to learn. So it's like a muscle. The less you use it, the less it's easy to learn. But the more you start learning new things, the easier it gets to learn new things. And you can regrow your neuroplasticity at any age. Science has been shown, yes, you can regrow connectivity between your neurons at any age. So age is not a limit. And so that's one, believing in yourself. And then, you know, it's fun. It's fun to invest in yourself and be curious about a new different topic that you want to learn. And you get to meet new people. Sometimes you'll work on different projects that you never thought you would work. And what? Life feels more effortless. Because of the mindset that you adapt and learn and grow in flexibility. Yeah. So, conclusion. If you're interested, first of all, start saving some money. Or if you already have money, go ahead and buy the course or research the course that you want to buy. But yeah, put money aside for personal investment. You can look personal self-investment. You can... I know people are very, like, skeptic of online courses. Don't do the course for the sake of the certification. Do it for the knowledge you're going to learn. So do your research. Follow the people first on LinkedIn, on Instagram, on Facebook, Twitter, wherever you hang out online. And yeah, see what they're talking about. See if you like it. And obviously don't take it all or nothing type of thing, of course, right? It's information that you're learning. And you figure out your own thing, you know, be your own scientist and experiment with the content that you're learning, right? And you can learn a little bit and then it works for you and some of it doesn't, and that's totally okay. It's a journey that matters. So yeah, research what you like to be learning or something you've been having on your mind that you want to go for. And put some money aside once you know how much it is and then go for it. Take the investment, give it a try. Honestly, when it's something that you truly want to do, you'll find the money and time for it. But you want to feel that sensation that it's for you and you only. Not because you think you should be doing this or other people are going to be appreciative of you or whichever thing. It go back internally to you and why you want to do this and the sensation that it gives you inside of you. And if it lights you up and if it's a whole body yes, then go for it. Yeah. All right, this is it for today. Thank you so much for watching. If you do want to make sure you receive the next episode of The Rising Tide, you can sign up to TB Insider on tarabaro.com, tarabaro.com, and sign up to TB Insiders, and you'll be receiving the next podcast. Or also you can follow the podcast wherever you're listening to, and then when a new episode comes in, you'll get updated. Alrighty, thank you so much for listening. Till next time, bye.